You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Well, this is an intangible. You can't see patience, but it's valuable. You have to use it if you're going to graduate from college. You have to use it if you're going to play chess. You have to use it if you're going to raise children. You got to use it if you're going to be a man. If you own your own house because you sign a commitment for 30 years. Oh, my God. You sign a commitment to pay a house payment for 30 years. And nobody claps their hands when you send that check in every month. Nobody sits around and says, good job. You're doing a wonderful job to pay your bills.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Respect the Layers. Today, Bishop will be teaching from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4.
Thoughts with you out of the Word of God as we bear down on the last two messages in the Authenticity series. We use the word road. I'm sorry. Real as an acronym. The R is for road. The E is for elevation. The A is for authenticity. And then we need to deal with layers versus levels. And so I'm going to deal with a two-part message on layers today. I welcome you into the house of the Lord. If you're visiting for the first time, I bless you in the name of Jesus. If you're a local church or pastor of a local church, the angel of that church, I honor you in the name of the Lord. If you're watching on social media platforms, welcome to the house of the Lord. Please like and share on your Facebook page or send a link for YouTube to a family member or someone that you love the most. Even send them to the people that you don't like. I believe it may change their lives. And it's the best way to reach out to somebody that you don't like is send them a word from me, which is coming straight from the Bible. So I'm going to introduce you to my pastor. I may be able to win him over through the power of the Holy Spirit. Out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 4, 2 through 4. And then we want to read out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. I have material that I need to cover, so let's get ready for it. That is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. It is on the screen. Let us read. I'll read it in your hearing. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
When I read a passage, I like for you all to say amen. Amen. So I'm going to read part B of that, verse 4, and then we'll practice it. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. This interactive study today. Verse 9 reads like this: For we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field. Watch this, you're God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he constructs or builds on it. For no other foundation can no one lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Still, you got to do that again, because some people just won't flow with their leader. So I'll do part B of verse 11 again. Maybe we can get 100% of us to say amen to the word. Because in Ezra's day, they didn't sit, they would stand. But can we just say amen?
Amen.
Verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. From the subject this morning, respect the layers. Respect the layers. We can't build on a new foundation. And so as we deal with the building, let us respect every layer, not just every level. Father, I give you praise and thanks for this unfolding of revelation knowledge, and I pray that it will flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force, less of me and more of you. Thank you for a rapture in this place. Lift us up from the ground. Meet us in the atmosphere. I pray now for pirouetting, a dancing in the atmosphere between your spirit and ours. Unite us as one. Transfer truth to each person. Only you can do that, Holy Spirit. Move beyond intellect and reasoning. Penetrate deeper, even to the vision of soul and spirit. Word of God, have your way. Be made flesh for every person. I yield to you. Thank you so much for the mind to comprehend, the ear to hear, the spirit to contain, and the word, the heart to receive it. We love you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Welcome back to the sheepfold. Pastor Bridget, come on, clap your hands and give God the glory. As many of us are dealing with issues like death and laying to rest of our loved ones, we gain strength when we enter back into the sheepfold. And when someone has been out, we ought to put our arms around them and strengthen them when they come back in. So we welcome Pastor Bridget into the sheepfold again. We also want you to pray for Lynetta Mason, who has to bury her mother next week. We will support that at St. Paul in Rockledge. I'm grateful for all of you and the work that you're doing, and continue to pray for those who are sick and shut in, as God gives us strength to do so. As we get ready for our prayer school or our school of prayer, we need to pray more. And I believe God wants men to pray. And that's why I believe you're seeing me call the church, calling men to the altar, because he wants us to pray. We must have moisture in the atmosphere. And anytime you hear it rain, I want you to take a moment and ask God for rain. Do not hesitate. If it starts raining while I'm preaching, I'm going to stop and ask him for rain. And I think it's important for all of us to follow suit. If you're at home and it starts raining, just say, Lord, we just thank you for abundance. Thank you for increase. The scripture says, in times of rain, ask for rain. And as we move into spring, it's important for us to get the rain of God on our fields. So let's follow the Holy Ghost. And you say, well, I don't understand it. You don't have to understand everything in church. I don't have to explain every detail. That's foolishness. Let me say it on this side. It's foolishness for me to explain every detail all the way to the T unless no one can flow. That means we don't have enough faith if you have to have every detail. As long as it's a direction that is reasonable, because we communicate well. We communicate better now than we've ever communicated in the human history. Email. Text messages. Tweets. Man, we got announcements like you never would believe. We don't have somebody up here with glasses and reading, all right, time for our announcements, y'all. We don't have that. All you got to do is pay attention. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. And we still complaining about what? Communication. You got to access it. And I think sometimes preachers talk too much. There's not enough discovery because we're so used to everybody doing it for us. If you want to go to college, no professor going to be calling you to make sure you show up. What do you want? Right. If you want to be a part of this church, you got to start going for it. They didn't call me back, Bishop. Call again. Man, I'm preaching today. They didn't call me back. I'm tired. You tired of calling? You tired of dialing the number? The previous generation didn't have that. They didn't have cell phones. Man, we're just so, God help me. I read to you out of James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Count it all joy. Count it joy? Count it joy when we fall into various trials? It doesn't make sense. Count it joy when we fall into various trials, fiery trials. Yes, you can count it joy if you know that the trial has been set to do something. Knowing intimacy, knowing that the testing of your faith through the trial, the testing of your faith produces patience, which simply means in ministry, anything that happens that can push you away from ministry is not designed to push you away. It's testing your belief system. Say, for instance, if you get wounded or hurt in ministry based on something that somebody said or did, and it can push you back or make you quit, it means your faith hasn't been perfected. You're supposed to count it joy when you're tested. Count it joy when there's tension on the muscle. Count it joy when somebody don't understand you or you don't understand them, because God is testing your faith to make sure your faith is well developed. If there's no tension in the room, if there's no tension on your faith, you can't develop the muscle of faith. Knowing that the testing of your faith, it produces something that's very valuable, like patience. Patience is so important to every believer. Because if you wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. Wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He shall renew your strength. But what if you can't wait? Come on, Juanita. I don't mind waiting. Because it produces patience. Well, this is an intangible. You can't see patience, but it's valuable. You have to use it if you're going to graduate from college. You have to use it if you're going to play chess. You have to use it if you're going to raise children. You got to use it if you're going to be a man. If you own your own house because you sign a commitment for 30 years. Oh, my God. You sign a commitment to pay a house payment for 30 years, and nobody claps their hands when you send that check in every month. Nobody sits around and says, good job. You're doing a wonderful job to pay your bills. So if you're used to applause when you become a man, nobody claps their hand for you being a man. Patience helps you to take care of that 30-year mortgage every single month. You don't even see a benefit for yourself in that. You dream and hope that even if you pass away, your family will have someone to stay. Insurance takes patience. You pay it every month, and you may not even benefit from it. Actually, you don't. Somebody else does. You pay car insurance every month in
not hope, but in case there's an accident, so you'll be covered. And you probably spend a whole lot more insurance than the benefit you get. It's a peace of mind you have. Oh my God, hallelujah. Patience is so important because you plug patience into all of those things. How do you grow in patience? Count it all joy when trials come. You don't back away from nothing. You stand, when you make a commitment, you stand still. And you see the salvation of the Lord. Let patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect, lacking nothing. Lacking nothing simply means if you don't have patience and if you can't endure a trial or you have to quit when there's a barrier, you will lack stuff that you need in the next phase. As you elevate to new levels, you need to carry with you a development and the layer that God takes care of when you go through issues through various trials is taken care of, so when you get to the next level, you won't lack nothing. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9, very powerful. We are God's fellow workers. In other words, we're working together, verse 9. You are God's field. We can teach that, but today we want to deal with you are God's building. You're God's building, mechanical, structural, foundational, electrical, plumbing. All of it is a part of the building process. If you lack any of those things in building, we'll have a problem when you finish the work. If you lock that house up or that edifice up without going through all of those stages properly, we're going to have a problem. Recently, we noticed in our home that there was an issue when we moved in there, it was the guy's, the former owner's, it was his office. But now it's like a workout room for us. And I noticed a certain smell there. And I said, this smells like mildew. And then when we began to investigate, we found out that when the builder built the home, he cut some corners when he was laying the lanai. He wanted to finish it because he was thinking about how he can get other people to build at that level. So what he did is he finished it quick without making sure certain things were sealed on the foundational level. So what he did is said, we're going to put a pool in here now to make it beautiful, but we're not going to really follow it and seal the foundation to make sure when we lay these pavers here and years from now, when we lay these pavers and water starts coming through the pavers, it won't seep into the foundation and get into the house. Because not only should you lay a foundation, you have to seal it. He moved past sealing it, and I never would know. I never would know what he did years ago. Years later, I'm in it now and I'm smelling something. And when I start doing investigation, I find out that the builder missed something. Who did it cost? Who's got to pay? He missed it, but I'm paying for it. Oh my God. And if you don't take care of levels and layers, it may not be you who have to pay for it, but your child may. Oh, my God. If you don't get yourself together at the foundational level, if you cut corners, ain't no shortcut to success. You want to do what? All of a sudden, just want to be successful. Okay, if you cut corners in the layers, somebody else may have to pay for it. So we had to dig deep. The contractor said, this is the problem right here. He missed it. So I'm going to have to pour concrete all the way down there and seal it. And from there, we got to let it dry. And it's raining. And so it's going to take time. And it's because the concrete can't get wet when it rains. Listen, man. I got the church. I got to go to church and preach. I don't care about all of that. You want this fixed or not? Yeah. Well, I got people in church that's angry. They don't have a foundational issue. They just mad because somebody looked at them the wrong way or said the wrong thing. They ready to quit. I'm going deep. I got to dig up stuff, man. And I'm dealing with all of that, balancing it at the same time. And if I miss layers years ago, I would be missing here. But you would never know what I got to deal with when you see me standing here. You know why? Because I'm taking care of layers. So when I get to a certain level, I won't have to deal with it. I'm balancing, I'm pulling pyramids, working with stuff, seeing stuff, got to pay stuff, got to get stuff redone and doing my job. Plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And maintaining the flow. Not perfect, you don't have to be perfect, but you're making sure everything is right. You don't have to be perfect to follow God, but take care of the layers. It will seep out. Water will seep in. Mildew will occur. Thank you, Lord. You can't just fix the mildew. You got to go to the problem. You got to go to the source or the root. That's why as you build structural, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, foundational, we got to make sure every time we do it, we seal it off, and somebody that's got an engineering degree is signing off on it. We must inspect what we expect. Amen. I'll give you your confession of faith. This is my Bible. This is the word of God. This is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I'm all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word. I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive in Jesus' name. Let's go back. I can't quit. There's too much. I like that because I can't quit. I moved past it and you caught it. You can't quit. There's too much life in you. You can't quit making sure layers are connected. There's too much life in you to jump past the layer because you want to go to the next level. I'm on a new level. Well, let the rap boys go to the new level. If you want to go to the new level, don't forsake layers. Oh, my God. Because you can get high, and if you ain't ready for it, it'll kill you. Will Smith said, it is not just the valley that kills people. It is when you make $300 million, and you can do whatever you want to do, and you've done it at least seven times. What do you do next? It's the cliff of the highest height that you need to be careful with. It's when God blesses you and you're sitting back looking at what he's done. It's easy to say, look what I've accomplished. It's easy to get trapped. It's easy to see Bathsheba. Yeah. Man, I'm preaching. Today, we're going to challenge how we think. Going to challenge how we think about growth. We're going to challenge how we think about levels. We all celebrate levels. But God works in layers. We celebrate levels, but God works in layers. We all desire the next breakthrough, the next promotion, the next breakout. We all desire the next badge, the next increase in pay, the next promotion on the job, an elevation or consecration in church. God wants us to see the unseen places. God is actually looking at the places that nobody else can see. I want to cordially invite you to a deeper space. I cordially invite you to go deeper beyond the extremities. To the things that no one else can see, that we like to hide. Sometimes it's even concealed from us. When we purchased our home, I never would believe that the contractor would not seal the foundation around the pool. He just wanted to move quickly and go to the next one. And sometimes we overlook the unseen spaces, the in-betweens. Hallelujah. That space in between, I like to call them transitional zones as well. When you're handing off a baton in a four-leg relay race, that transitional zone is so important to take the baton and hand it off to the next person. You got to practice there. Well, you may be fast, but if you outrun the next person, if you haven't practiced, and we drop that baton, all four and all of your training and all that you went around and all that you did is disqualified. Just because you didn't practice handing it off. Because in a relay race, none of us can win alone.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Respect the Layers, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
New members class is every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the TR Palm Bay campus and after the 11 a.m. service at TR North. You can also join us for the new members intensive at the TR Palm Bay campus on Saturday, May 2nd, and complete all 8 orientation lessons in one day. Class begins promptly at 9 a.m. Please arrive by 8:30 a.m. to sign in. For more information, email connect@truthrevealed.org. The School of Prayer will kick off at the TR Palm Bay campus on Wednesday, May 6th at 7 p.m. during our midweek worship service. Join us on Thursday, May 7th at 7 p.m. for the National Day of Prayer and Friday, May 8th at 7 p.m. for our Harp and Bowl.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
I've got way too much baggage for God to want me, not with my past.
Maybe that's what you're thinking. The damage is done, it's too late, you're beyond repair. Well, Billy Graham has a word of hope for you.
Saul of Tarsus was a hard nut to crack. He was murdering Christians. But God stopped him, saved him, and he became the great apostle. Augustine lived a wild life, and one day in a garden, God stopped him. And Augustine became one of the greatest theologians in the history of the world.
And that means it's not too late.
Any man too hard for God? No. No, there's no one too hard for God to save, and that includes you.
God will take you in if you will let him. Find out more at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net, where the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association